Well, welcome to the next section of our course. We're going to look at modules 2 and 3 together, and the common thread here is the idea of social networking. Oftentimes in educational circles, we call these personal learning networks, personal learning communities, professional learning networks, professional learning communities. I always talk about alphabet soup. You have the P on the for the first letter, that could be personal or professional. Then L usually is pretty standard for the middle, and then on the end it can be either N for networks or C for community. Any combination of those terms, usually people are referring to the same thing: the idea of social networking, but from centered around a common interest. And in this, what we'll be doing is we're talking about teaching and learning with these tools. And so to kick things off, we're going to first take a look at Twitter, introduce you to Twitter, and then talk about using Twitter in education. And then there's an assignment, and you're actually going to do a list of things. There's some requirements, and this is just a this particular assignment is a performance assignment, so you just do it and you get full credit for it. But many of you are already using Twitter, so that's fine with me, but do consider the resources and read through the material where we're talking about using Twitter in education, and consider the implications, because I have a feeling it'll push your thinking and you might get some new ideas for using this tool, both as a teacher but also in the classroom to use with students. The next section, after you finish the Twitter assignment, we're going to survey some common social networking platforms, things like Facebook. Plurk is one that I like, a lot of people don't know about, but I really like it a lot. Obviously we'll look at others like Google Plus a little bit, and Pinterest and Learnest and other social media platforms kind of fall into this category. And we're just going to survey those. There'll be no assignment, but you need to become acquainted with it. Then, as you move into the module after that, module 3, we'll take a look at social bookmarking, and really going to focus on DIGO. Most educators across the board at this point in time point to DIGO as far and away as the best option for using for educational reasons. And so we're going to I'll introduce you to using DIGO, again, using DIGO in the education, implications for teaching and learning, and then you'll have another performance assessment. You need to set up a DIGO account, do meet the minimum requirements, do those things, and if you do that, then again, you'll receive full credit for that. I know this is going to be really kind of tool-driven, these two modules, but we need to lay some foundation before we really get into the implications as we move forward in the class. And so you need to be familiar with these tools, with their online environments. And so I encourage you to do both the Twitter and DIGO assignment, but for the others, survey these tools, sign up, kick the tires, become somewhat familiar. I don't expect you to adopt all of these necessarily, but the whole point is for you to become familiar with them, so that when we begin to focus the last, more than last half of the course, where we're talking about learning environments and social networking and the implications on teaching and learning, you'll have a broad set of experiences to draw on. And so that's why we're doing that. And so I hope you'll dive in and just be brave and embrace the technologies and just give them a try. And then at the end you'll see that there's another thinking routine that you'll do, thinking routine number 2, where you reflect on and share your ideas based on your experiences with these tools so far, and also their potential implications on teaching and learning. I'll touch base with you soon, but I hope you enjoy these 2 modules. All the best.